them. So tell me, how's it feel?
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 2nd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6 a.m. I'm Brent Allen. Areas of dense fog this morning will soon be replaced by rain. We are currently sitting at 44 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. We learned that last week, two more commercial egg farms in Sonoma County and one in Marin were hit with the avian flu. More than 91,000 birds in Sonoma and over 151,000 in Marin were euthanized, bringing Sonoma County's total to over 1.1 million birds since Thanksgiving. This morning, California is now one of the first states to provide free health care to all low-income immigrants living in the state illegally. More than 700,000 immigrants as of Monday now have access to health care coverage through the state's Medicaid program, known as Medi-Cal. It's one of the biggest coverage expansions in California in decades. Now, critics wonder what this will do to our state that already has a $68 billion deficit. The Sonoma County Registrar of Voters will change its regular office hours beginning tomorrow, January 3rd. According to the office, they'll be closed on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and will be open to the public on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. The change now aligns with the schedule by the county clerk, recorder, and assessor's office. A series of powerful earthquakes that hit western Japan, leaving at least 48 people dead and damaging thousands of buildings, vehicles, and boats. Aftershocks continue to shake Ishikawa Prefecture and nearby areas a day after a magnitude 7.6 tremor slammed the area Monday afternoon. Heavy fighting is reported in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis after Israel said it was withdrawing thousands of troops from other areas. The withdrawal signals a potential shift away from the massive air and ground operations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with the military operation until Hamas is crushed and the more than 100 hostages still held are freed. A giant version of Shakira now stands in her hometown of Barranquilla in Colombia. A 20-foot-high bronze statue of Shakira in a belly dancing outfit was unveiled last week in a small ceremony attended by her parents. It is actually the second statue of Shakira that now stands there. The first was unveiled in 2006 outside a soccer stadium. That one shows her in jeans and boots playing an acoustic guitar. Well, it's time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. So far, so good. All quiet out there. No stalls, accidents, or delays. Our KZST News Time is now 6:03.
Is your home's heating system ready for the winter chill? For a limited time only, Henry Mechanical is offering a furnace tune-up and safety inspection that includes a free carbon monoxide test and duct inspection, regularly priced at $199 for only $69. Tuning up your furnace will ensure that your home's heating system is operating safely and efficiently, help prevent costly and untimely breakdowns, and increase the life expectancy of your system. At Henry Mechanical, we pride ourselves on delivering quality service that you can trust. And for over 30 years, we've been committed to providing our customers with timely, efficient, and long-lasting solutions you can count on. Get prepared for winter by calling Henry Mechanical to schedule a furnace tune-up and safety inspection. And get a carbon monoxide test and duct inspection for free. That's a $199 value for only $69. So don't delay. Call Henry Mechanical today or visit henrymechanical.com.
This is Larry Fleck, owner of The Floor Store. The end of the year means our New Year's clearance sale. That means up to 50% off store-wide from now to January 9th on carpet, hardwood, tile and stone, waterproof flooring, and more. It also means no sales tax and interest-free financing for a full 24 months. So get the floor of your dreams today and pay no interest until 2025. Altogether, it means Happy New Year. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
From the community calendar, the Sebastopol Arts Center has new upcoming classes. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports today, Orlando takes on the Warriors, and the Niners locked up the number one seed with their win on Sunday. But it appears that running back Christian McCaffrey may sit out the season finale against the Rams with a right calf strain. Your forecast. We've got a dense fog advisory until 11 a.m. It is a little thick in some spots, but fairly patchy in nature. Otherwise, rain is moving in later on this morning. It'll come down heavy at times in the afternoon, upper 50s for highs. Tonight, rain with a chance of a thundershower, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, just a slight chance of a morning shower, then we'll get some afternoon clearing with upper 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Well, Sammy Hagar said it best, I can't drive 55, and pretty much no one does anymore. However, today is still National 55-mile-per-hour Speed Limit Day. The National 55-mile-an-hour speed limit was made law by President Nixon on January 2nd, 1974. The law required all of the states to comply with the 55-mile-an-hour limit in order to qualify for federal funds for highway projects. Now, if you go 55... you just get passed in a dirty look from the driver who's passing you. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen.
Hold on, selector.
Luck I had was you, and I know one thing that I love you. I say, hey.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock, 45 degrees at KZST. Good Tuesday morning. And Sonoma County lottery players, it wasn't you who won, but some lucky person in Michigan is the winner of the Powerball jackpot, that $842 million after matching all six numbers in last night's drawing. It was the fifth largest to date and the first time a Powerball jackpot was won on New Year's Day. Pretty cool. Also, a ticket worth just over $1 million was sold in Southern California in a town called Baker, bought at a store off of Interstate 15 on the route from LA to Las Vegas. Kind of fitting. Talk about your prosperous new year. Mostly cloudy today and rainy. A wet day on tap. Look for temperatures mid to upper 50s around the county. Right now, 45 degrees at KZST and some fog out on the roadway, so be careful.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder?
Always rooting for the anti-hero. Sometimes I feel like I've
90.1 KZST. Welcome to your Tuesday. It is 6:21. Overcast skies, rain on the way. I'm Debbie Abrams with a simple question. How do you sleep? You have that same bulky or sunken in mattress you've had since forever? Well, maybe, just maybe it's time to upgrade. New year, new mattress. Two words for you. Sleep City. You can update the beds in your bedroom, the kids' rooms, you know they need it, or the guest bedroom, but just keep in mind they'll stay longer. Sleep City is locally owned. Mark Thomas has been in business for over 35 years. He is big on customer service and superior products. Check out all the top brands, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Heirloom, and Sealy, just to name a few. There are 5 Sleep City stores, 2 in Santa Rosa, 1 on Santa Rosa Avenue, the other on Highway 12. There's a location in Petaluma on East Washington Street, 1 in Napa, and my store, so I call it, in Windsor on Hembry Lane. That's the one my hubby banker boy and I went to get our fabulous mattress, the Posh and Lavish. A life changer. This is the time to make it a life changer for you. It's a new year. Isn't it time to start sleeping better in 2024? Head to a Sleep City location near you today. You can also go online at sleepcitybeds.com because mattresses matter.
Poppy Bank, recognized as one of the strongest financial institutions in the nation and voted best business bank by North Bay Biz Magazine, continues to grow. A testament to our strength, reliability, and secure practices, Poppy Bank is thrilled to be opening 10 new branch locations this year. If you're looking to bank with a true community bank that always greets you by name with a smile, open an account at Poppy Bank today. For more information or to find a list of locations near you, visit us at poppy.bank. That's poppy.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Need a place to fill up your tank? Look no further than Uncle Buddy's Pumps at Twin Pine Casino and Hotel. Whether you are a local or passing through, we offer competitively priced fuel 24 hours, 7 days a week, so you can get back on the road without leaving your wallet on empty. Plus, you can redeem your printed receipt at the promotions booth to receive free play for filling up. Fuel up for less with Uncle Buddy's Pumps at Twin Pine Casino and Hotel. Must be 21 and up and a Harvest Club member to redeem free play.
They say romance is dead.
You give love a bad name.
Not at KZST. The songs you loved then? And the songs you love now. Sonoma County's home for music variety. KZST.
So
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 2nd at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:28. I'm Brent Allen. Cloudy skies with some fog and rain is not too far off. It's moving in later on this morning. Currently, we are sitting at 45 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. It's a new year, but the same old story from PG&E. Your rates went up starting Monday. Most households' gas and electric bills will increase about 13% or $34.50 per month. Most of the cost related to the increase comes from efforts to reduce the risk of events such as gas leaks and wildfires. This includes undergrounding 1,230 miles of power lines in wildfire-prone areas and installing new technology to detect gas leaks. Perhaps you were caught in the chaos on northbound Highway 101 to eastbound Highway 12 connector ramp yesterday when a small white terrier dog snarled traffic in the early afternoon. The pooch was seen darting in and out of traffic with drivers pulling over and the CHP trying to capture it. They were unable to nab him, but did herd the dog off the roadway where he continued his escape into a neighborhood. A plane has caught fire on the runway of Tokyo's Haneda Airport after colliding with a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft. Local TV showed a large burst of fire erupt from the side of a Japan Airlines plane as it taxied on a runway. The area around the wing then caught fire, and HKTV reported that all occupants of the passenger plane, believed to be about 379 people, got out safely. However, five Coast Guard members were killed in that crash. If you're up at midnight to celebrate the new year, you probably heard the booms of illegal fireworks across Sonoma County.